Well, on Saturday, it is going to be one of the coolest events that you've seen in a long time, and maybe the most colorful event you've seen in a long time here in Coldwater. The Living Color, Living United 5K. It's a fun run, raising awareness and funds for the Branch County United Way. But Judy Krasminski, Executive Director of the Branch County Area United Way, it's also will be an interesting color palette on Saturday, won't it?
It is a whole new way to run a 5K.
Okay. So now, for someone who runs this race, prepare them for it. What should they expect?
For somebody who doesn't know what a color 5K is, we are going to start from the Heritage Soccer Field with a traditional on your mark, get set, go. The only difference is we have so many runners, we will be running in seven waves. So every 10 minutes, a wave of 100-ish runners will be leaving the Heritage Soccer Field. Over their 5K course, they will encounter 10 color stations sponsored by local companies. And they will be dousing our runners who start out dressed in white with colored powder. So when they finish, they will be covered in a rainbow of five different colors from 10 different stations all throughout the course.
So you begin with a white shirt and end with a masterpiece then, right?
Absolutely. You can keep, there are ways to preserve it, and we actually put notes in their bags so they know if they want to keep the color on their shirts, how to fix it so it'll stay. Or actually, it will wash out. You can bang it out of your shoes, and everything should be good as new. So,
they don't need to wear goggles or anything?
Actually, Halicki Eye Center's provided eyewear for all of our runners.
Oh, get
up. They were our sunglasses sponsor. So in their goodie bags, everyone will get a pair of sunglasses to keep their eyes safe. It is safe if you breathe it in. It actually is cornstarch colored with food coloring, so it's safe if you get it in your mouth. It's not going to hurt you. But every color station is different because each of our sponsors has a theme for their color station. And I don't want to give anything away, but I'm hearing there's going to be a lot of fun out on that course.
All right. And it is a fun run, so it's not, you know, a highly competitive who wins the race kind of thing. And really, in the end, who wins the race is Branch County United Way.
Yes, that is completely correct. We are benefiting our entire community with this race. There are a lot of these. Color Run is a big branded company, but very little of that money goes back to the community. 100% of this money stays in our community. It actually is going to provide the kickoff to our campaign this year. As you know, Ken, you've always been with us. We have in the past done Donuts on the Drag, but as we move into looking at how to improve the health of our community, delivering 500 dozen donuts is probably not getting us any closer to that goal. So we instead chose an event that allows families to get out and get active together and have a lot of fun with our community as a way to kick off our campaign.
And what's amazing is that you sold this thing out and actually had to expand it a little bit. 700 was about the cap you could have in order to get all the people through there logistically, and that's where you're at. So you're sold out for Saturday.
We are sold out. We closed registration on August 1st. We originally started, when we budgeted this, we said we thought we could get 300 runners, so we would cap it at 500. We raised it to 700, and our final run number is somewhere around 786. So
wow.
It is by far the largest run that Coldwater has ever hosted, so we are really excited to be a part of it. We'll have somebody on site down there doing video. We'll have photographers down there taking pictures. If you didn't get in the run, we want to encourage people to just come out, come down. There's a color toss as each wave comes in. We'll get people out on the soccer field, and everybody gets a packet of color, and on the word go, they all throw it up in the air, and it's this big shower of color. So even if you didn't get in, there's still plenty to do.
All right, and it all takes place, at least the headquarters of this, will be at the Heritage Park soccer field. So it's just to the west of the Heritage softball diamonds there, right right on the lake, basically, where you've got the soccer field and pavilion and everything else is right there. Big, wide-open area. Should be a lot of fun for that on Saturday morning. So not only the run, but you got some other stuff as part of that on Saturday, too, right?
We have several other things going on. We have some vendors down there. The Brunson Booster Club will be out providing some refreshments down there. Walmart will have their safety truck for kids to do. We have Creative Comedy, who's doing balloons and face painting. So we have a lot of things down there for families to do. A great way to spend the last weekend before back-to-school weekend. in our community. So we're really, really excited about all the things that are going to be going on.
All right, time frame on Saturday morning for folks?
The first wave leaves at 8:30 a.m., so all the racers have to be in by 8:30, and we'll have them all lined up. And we'll be there till probably noon or so, getting everybody through and color tosses and all the fun we're going to have. So probably 8:30 to noon on Saturday.
Okay, for folks to show up there. Again, Coldwater's west side, just west of the softball diamonds at the Heritage Park soccer fields that are out there, too. Judy, and we'll be broadcasting live from there Saturday morning, too, so looking forward to it. And I guess I'll have to wear a white T-shirt, too, just in case I get any residual coloring on me. So
you might find out, but I bet we could find a T-shirt for you because all of our participants get a free shirt, so we'll make sure we take care of you.
All right, Judy, we'll see you Saturday morning, all right?
See you then.
Judy Kuzminski from Branch County United Way, the Living Color Living United 5K, presented by Upper Hand Body Work, happening at Heritage Park this Saturday.